If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
Changing the order of things is an abuse of your power.
But that's not fair. I was just trying to help.
But I guess I shouldn't have gotten in the way.
These things are complicated lessons to learn.
I felt comforted having the Rishiji here, but I wasn't understanding his answers. At least until he invited me on a journey.
Come close, dear Arya. Ask your questions as we ride on the wave of time. And I will answer what I can.
All right, yes. But, what exactly makes this a wave of time, Rishiji?
Why, the crest of the wave, of course. It hovers between crashing and building up again. Transcending past, present, and future. Let me show you.
Just then, a magnetic force pulled me right to the top of the wave where Rishiji was floating and repeating a mantra.
Om Klum Sulochanadi Devi Swaha.
Whoa, wow!
Om Klum Sulochanadi Devi Swaha.
Within moments, a halo of white light burst around us. It was exhilarating. But then, we were hit with a heavy burst of energy and color that twisted and swirled like a kaleidoscope, dragging us from the seashore to the depths of space-time.
Rishiji, it feels so dense, like being deep in the ocean and cold.
Om Klum Salochanadi Devi Swaha.
Hello, Rishiji. Can you hear me?
Suddenly, I felt a warm current run through me, an energy propelling me above the surface again, alongside Rishiji, right into a massive tidal wave.
Rishiji, open your eyes!
And then suddenly, it got quiet. Too quiet. Am I in the eye of a storm? Where have I landed? And oh my god. Right before my eyes, I found myself surrounded by all sorts of different creatures. Each one was staring at me, pinning me in the middle of their circle.
It's the coming of the flood! for the granary. Time to protect the people.
Who was that? I turned around and I was astonished to see the avatar of a man with the tail, fins, and scales of a fish ferociously flipping through the water. And then from my side, there was another voice.
You will find the treasure if you search the depths.
I turned around and I saw a tortoise-like creature? Some kind of demon or goblin from Hindu mythology. Half human, half reptile. Was that him speaking? And another creature morphed out of nothingness right before my eyes. Half man, half lion, charging directly towards my head. Frantically, I tried to run away, but I was stopped by a giant boar, swooping in with huge, gleaming white tusks. And then from the other side, I couldn't believe my eyes. It was the dwarf, when he started to transform into a huge, muscular man wielding an axe. His face was red with rage, his eyes flaming and his lips curled into a snarl. His jaw was clenched as if he was seeking revenge. Oh my god, Ma had told me about him. Was this Parshuram, the warrior avatar? Rishiji! Where are you? Save me!
Om Krom Svalochanadi Devi Swaha.
Everything was swirling so fast now, I felt lightheaded. Just then, a young prince with a bow and arrow appeared. I recognized him from Ma's altar table back home. It was Prince Ram! And then an image of a flutist playing the most beautiful song. Was the worst over? But no, Parshuram ran right at me! I braced myself as he came at me, but suddenly all the visions combined into one gleaming white light. And then a new creature galloped toward me on a white mare, brandishing a sword. Then, without any warning, the creature riding the horse splintered into 1,000 pieces and froze in time. Rishiji and I were surrounded by the shards. And a moment later, they took shape and became pictures, each of them representing an evil element in nature. Thieves, plunderers, lootings, bombings, and wars. Total chaos. But why? And then again, I was pulled down into the depths.
I can't breathe. Rishiji! Rishiji, open your eyes!
Suddenly we shot to the surface, like a bullet out of the water. Feeling a hand touch my shoulder, I turned to discover that the Rishiji had finally stopped meditating, and he was looking over at me.
You must know that the world is filled with chaos. The creation of myths and cultural traditions all deal with this. Most of these traditions are attributed to divine or godlike human intervention to create habitable order out of chaos. The issue is not order versus chaos, but rather a balance between the two. Life is a balancing act between this duality. There needs to be a degree of chaos and order, and some degree of order is necessary for the chaos that exists.
Okay. But Rishiji, why did you bring me here to this rising wave?
Because, my dear Arya, these are the images of preservation and disruption that need to create this balance of order and chaos. Once you understand them, can you understand what you will need to do?
Wow. Disruption. I get it. Sometimes we need chaos to bring everything back to balance, back to justice and equality. Was everything I just experienced different images of Vishnu? Divine intervention disrupts the order or disorder of things in the human world.
I see. You are closer to understanding now.
But Rishiji, there's a problem.
always, Arya. Always a problem.
All right, look. Vishnu may be a preserver, and that's all very well, but the word Vishnu has the same origin as Vish. Vish, meaning poison. So are you saying that preservation and poison are two sides of the same coin?
The answer lies not so much in what I say, but in what you derive from this afternoon's journey.
Look, with all this timey-wimey stuff, I don't even know what this afternoon's journey means anymore. So if the equation of order and chaos is not balanced out, then either side could give way to a poison that affects society.
As I said at the outset, too much of a good thing
will destroy the good thing. And that would hardly be good at all.
Wise beyond lifetimes. Wisdom that comes from learned behavior.
But these signs of anarchy, first with Hamid, and then the Black Lotus flowers to Sara, and then that dwarf? How do I interpret the story behind this?
Simple. To interpret the story, you must dive into the account.
Rishiji, wait! Please, just don't disappear on me now! How the heck do I dive into the story?
Pick your anarchist and follow their trail.
As I thought about the various avatars of Vishnu, the one that stood out loudly and clearly was Parshuram, the vision with the axe. Why? I'm really not sure. But each time I focused on him, his image transformed into the dwarf.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
That night, I had the most sinister dreams about Parshuram. His clenched jaw, his bare teeth, his quivering lips.
Spoken Lair.